Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, January 18th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. President Andrzej Duda called on NATO allies to provide more weapons to Ukraine, particularly ammunition and tanks, during a briefing at the World Economic Forum in Davos yesterday. Earlier in the day, Duda took part in a panel discussion entitled In Defense of Europe, alongside his Lithuanian counterpart Gitanas Nausėda, Macedonia's Stevo Pandarovski, Belarusian opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, and Spain's foreign minister José Manuel Álvarez. When asked later about the chances of Germany allowing the re-export of Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine, Duda replied that the pressure from German politicians and the public is getting bigger. It's growing. He went on to express his hope that all these factors will prompt this much-needed decision. While praising the efforts of the U.S., the U.K., and Lithuania for their financial and military support to Ukraine, Duda encouraged other NATO allies to provide their share of assistance as well, emphasizing that military support for Ukraine is the key to resolving this situation. The World Economic Forum is set to run until Friday. The Polish government announced plans yesterday to assist households and public institutions with heating bills amid the ongoing energy crisis caused by Russia's war on Ukraine. Under the proposed bill, starting February 1st, the net price of heating for customers in a given heating network may not rise higher than 40% above the price in place as of September 30th, 2022. If the prices do rise higher than the 40% cap, the heating supplier will receive compensation from the government to ensure that for customers, prices remain below the 40% limit. According to officials from the Office of the Prime Minister, the proposed measures would cover households as well as hospitals, schools, and kindergartens. In a tweet supporting the bill, Climate and Environment Minister Anna Moskwa expressed hope that the Polish parliament would address the bill as soon as possible. After disappointing losses to France and Slovenia, Poland defeated Saudi Arabia 27-24 on Monday night to advance to the next stage of the World Men's Handball Championships. The Poles were the clear favorites in the match, having lost to the Saudi team only once in eight previous matches. The home crowd in Katowice's Spodak Arena didn't hurt Poland's chances, with the audience reportedly breaking out in the Polish national anthem during the match. The Poles are now set to play Spain, Montenegro, and Iran in the next group stage in Krakow, with the first match against Spain set for 8:30 tonight in Toruń Arena. The Polish crew of the yacht I Love Poland made history yesterday as the fastest single-hull yacht in the 9th annual Royal Ocean Racing Club transatlantic race. I Love Poland set out last week from Marina Lanzarote in the Canary Islands on a transatlantic journey of some 3,400 nautical miles, crossing the finish line yesterday at Port Luis Marina on the island of Granada in the Caribbean Islands. The 14-person crew's finishing time of 8 days, 23 hours, and 43 minutes also earned them a first-place finish in the IRC Super Zero class, which takes into account different yacht and sail sizes. More than 200 sailors from 21 countries took part in this year's competition, which features vessels of various sizes, including three 70-foot trimarans, three maxi yachts, including the Isle of Poland, and many smaller yachts, some of which contain only 2-person crews. For 6 members of the Isle of Poland crew, it was their first time competing in a transatlantic race. The crew includes sailors from Gdańsk, Gdynia, and Sopot, along with other cities around Poland, such as Łódź, Kozy, and Człuchów.
The weather.
Today will be cloudy and cold with a slight chance of rain showers in the late afternoon and a light breeze coming in from the north. Temperatures will peak around a high of 3 degrees centigrade or 38 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to below freezing at negative 2 degrees centigrade or 28 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Slightly colder temperatures are expected tomorrow, with a chance for a break in the clouds and some sun tomorrow morning. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.